Get your free 2018 Year Ahead Horoscope Report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi.
Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, January the 13th and the whole week ahead. Mercury's connection to Saturn is lovely, especially if you're thinking about the future, which of course we're at the beginning of a new year, and so that is a very sensible thing to do. But what Mercury and Saturn is very good to help with is whatever dreams or aspirations that you've got. It enables you to count up the cost. In other words, how much money do you need to live the dream? And that's what these stars are all about now. And here's your Sunday stars. With yesterday's energy about you taking account and taking stock of your life when it comes to your hopes, wishes and dreams, the important thing is not to go over the top. And there is a danger today that you'll be so turned or switched on by an idea that you'll take it to the nth degree, but it was never even a possibility. And that's why using the sensibilities of Saturn, you'll keep things under control. Here's your Monday stars. There's a lovely energy around you now, especially when it comes to your social life. The important thing is that more than just a social gathering, if you can join a group of people like business networking, the groups that bring you together because you have mutual interests in your career, that's where you should be connected to now. Any group, organization, or society that can help you further yourself when it comes to business and social areas. And here's your Tuesday stars. Jupiter, your ruler, connected to Pluto, is absolutely transforming and so empowering for you. It's about your future. It's about your future plans. It's devastating in the most positive of ways. So whether you're learning something new and creating a new approach to your life through study, through knowledge, all of this will give you the power you need to make your mark. Here's your Wednesday stars. The new moon's in Capricorn, and that's your 11th house of the future and friendships. So the next 2 weeks, it's about making that fresh start. And where should that fresh start begin? Well, your social life is a very good way to begin this new energy that's sweeping through your life. Now, earlier in the week, I said about getting involved in groups that are like business networking. And now the new moon says new friends can really open up your world in so many wonderful ways. Here's your Thursday stars. Venus locks herself into the 12th house of your chart. And for you, this means giving yourself some solace, giving yourself some respite, giving yourself a chance to relax and get over problems and difficulties you may have had. If you're suffering from a broken heart, then Venus in this position gives great healing. So if you feel that you've lost out when it comes to love or romance, don't worry, Venus has got great plans for you in the future. And here's your Friday stars. You know, I started off this week by basically saying, be sensible, be controlled, and keep it together. I'll end the week saying exactly the same. And that's especially so when it comes to your emotions and feelings. You're apt to allow your sensitivity to run away with itself. You're apt to feel hurt where no hurt was intended. And your stars now are saying, you know, the best healing that you can get now is to understand yourself, give yourself a break by withdrawing away from people who hurt you.
Get your year ahead personalized horoscope report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi. Each report is based on your specific time, date and place of birth and contains your monthly and daily horoscope for every day of 2018. You can also try before you buy. Visit russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi for your free preview.